The next question is about education. So the Salem mayor is also the chair of the Salem Public School Committee. What do you think is the most pressing educational issue for Salem Public Schools, and how would you address that issue? Steve Dibble.
It's a great question. Most everybody in this room you've heard me talk about our schools. Our schools need help. We can do so much better in our schools. We are losing so many teachers, so many principals. I believe the number was 420 students were pulled out of Salem schools by their parents and were sent somewhere else. Those aren't the kids that graduated. We're losing kids and having them find education somewhere else. We have awesome teachers, and we're just simply not supporting them. I propose to save quite a bit on wasteful spending, help to reduce the taxes a little bit in Salem, but also take some of that funds and get it to the school department to fully support our teachers so they can help our students. We need to get our students caught up. Many of them are way behind because of COVID, the experience. We've talked about bringing in retired teachers and supplement some of the paras and the teachers in the classroom. And I've talked to about 25 teachers already, retired teachers, and they're willing to come. Every single one of them said yes. Our children can't wait. That's probably the most pressing thing right now today. We need to elevate these young children that are behind with COVID, feeling mental stress. We just need to help resolve the COVID and get these children caught up and past where they would be without COVID.
Thank you. Bob McCarthy, the most pressing educational issue that you see for Salem Public Schools?
The most pressing issue is perception. Salem Public Schools do a great job, and as the proud parent of two Salem High School graduates, I can tell you that part of the job of being mayor is actually being the biggest advocate for our school system. I am an advocate for our school system. I value the education that both my boys received, and I also realize that we need to do a better job as a community to highlight what is good, because sometimes what gets lost in the conversations is what is good, because for the first time in years, we're actually bringing students back to the high school, and we're bringing them back because of the CTE program and alternatives and choices. By giving our children the alternatives and choices that they need to make informed decisions and also to be able to get certificates and various programs offered through CTE will allow the student that's maybe not quite sure if they're ready to jump out into college to be able to go get a good paying job, to be able to maybe go to a community college before they take the leap into going to full-time college. The schools do a wonderful job, but I think we're suffering from post-COVID. We need to realize that the cartwheel program we just brought in for our students in the first month already reached its maximum of 100. We need to do more to help our students that are feeling insecure around different various issues, and we also need to make sure that we as a community provide equity with regards to technology, because as we saw during COVID, there was a big equity gap with regards to technology and some of the most vulnerable students.
Thank you, Bob. Dominic Pangallo, the most pressing educational issue for the Salem Public Schools.
Now, I'm an optimist about the Salem schools for philosophical reasons, but also for very personal reasons. I have a third grader at Bates and a seventh grader at Collins, and I think the path the district is on is largely the right one, but we need to continue a strong and positive focus to maintain that. The learning loss and recovery from that from COVID is definitely the most challenging and forefront issue that we're facing, and the impacts that it has both on the mental health of our students, but also the workplace environment for our teachers. We've created some remarkable public pre-K and early college programs and the CTE program. We need to make sure those are sustainable and more broadly available. We can elevate the voices of caregivers and students who have been for too long, even unintentionally, excluded from the conversations in our schools, and continue striving to make sure that we have a teacher workforce that's reflective of the learners that they educate. We need to make sure the high school building project is completed in a way that meets our community's needs. As somebody that helped put in the application to the State School Building Authority, I'm familiar with that project and ready to lead on it from day one. And we also need to make sure that the broken state school aid formula is fixed. I helped identify the problem that shortchanged our city millions of dollars, and I'll work to advocate to get that fixed at the state level. I'm proud to have the endorsement of the Salem Teachers Union, of school committee members Beth Ann Cornell and Amanda Campbell and Kristen Pangallo, of course. Some have said that the jury's still out on our superintendent and that our schools detract from our community. I couldn't disagree more, and I think anyone who's part of our school community, who have been in the schools, talked to our teachers, and been part of the work that's happening there, would agree with that.
Thank you, Dominic. Neil Harrington, the most pressing educational issue for the Salem Public Schools.
The most pressing educational issue, in my opinion, is stability, and I'm happy to say that I had a long conversation with the superintendent, and I applaud the decision of the school committee to re-up him for the next 5 years. As some of the other panelists at the dais have mentioned, there's been a lot of turnover in the school system. There has been a lot of instability created by the COVID crisis, etc. And just the single fact that we now have a superintendent that has a positive vision and a series of goals and objectives to get to where the system needs to be, to me, is the single most important pressing thing that we need to get behind as a community, and particularly as mayor, who is the chairman of the school committee, I intend to do that. It's very important that we create a system that's aspirational and that creates an image of the school system beyond the walls and boundaries of this community that lets people in other communities look at Salem and say, this is a place where I want to go to send my children. We need to be honest with ourselves and say that that has not happened in the past for a variety of different reasons, and we need to get behind the superintendent to move toward that aspirational goal where we have more kids going to college, more kids better prepared for work, and to take advantage of some of the very, very good programs we have, but to send the message that Salem cares about education. And if I'm elected mayor, that's what I intend to do.
Thank you, Neil. And Stacia, your thoughts on the most pressing educational issue for the Salem Public Schools.
So I, too, had three children that graduated from Salem High School and all successful now in college. And I have to say that their experience was mixed. So overall, I feel very committed and thankful to all of the teachers that took care of my children. But there has been, I'd say, a pervasive and consistent communication problem. I think that from parents, you know, bottom up, it's been difficult. And I do believe that the new superintendent is going to be a very positive influence on our district. The most concerning part of our community schools is the amount of the high percentage of children that leave after fifth grade. It's a 16 to 17%. That's difficult with the budget, because with children leaving to go to other school districts or to the charter school, you're losing quite a bit of revenue. Another thing that I think is a tremendous asset is our multilingual community, and yet we have difficulty keeping language teachers in the schools at every level. I talked to Manny Cruz this weekend, and he's trying to cut legislative red tape that prevents licensed foreign language speakers from other places from getting in and teaching our kids, because that was a problem all through school, and it's a wonderful thing that we live here with so many bilingual people. Not my children, though, unfortunately.
Thank you, Stacia.